Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, tried and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. People of God, the body of Christ, let's greet one another with the sign of peace. A smile, a handshake, a wave, a hug, a word or two. Thank you. Peace to you. Well, that was quick. Dan had his surgery. Went pretty well. Son down in Arizona. And Elaine, where are you? Oh, there you are. Your brother's doing better too. Right, Pete. We saw Olive this week. Usually see her every week. She's in Harmony River. She's in the Agate Trail. That's where they get therapy. But of course, she'd like to go back to her old room. So we'll see how that goes. That's Olive Pinsky. Has anyone heard anything about Gwen Wirth? How's she doing? Yeah.
We went to see her. She has two broken legs.
Two broken legs. Yeah.
She's in bed, and she's, can I get out? She's absolutely fine. And she's in Michael. Her attitude is really
good. Well, that helps with the healing. Well, speaking of attitude, you two got kind of a good attitude this morning, special one.
We did.
Isn't your anniversary today?
In August.
We got to correct that. I thought it was today. We'll fix it, right? The Wilkinses. Don't forget the picnic next Sunday. No church in this particular spot, but the picnic at Oscar Mayer Wiener Park. No. Oscar Olson Park in Glencoe, and the address is in the bulletin. You want to put it in your phones, but the way I go by is north of Colburn's, a little ways, and then west of the dog park. Glennis and I are back from our trip to TRIP. A trip, T-R-I-P. We took a T-R-I-P to my hometown in TRIP, T-R-I-P-P, South Dakota, which is in Hutchinson County. So I went from Hutchinson County to the city of Hutchinson and was there for 23 years and fortunate enough to be able to come here for 13 years. Anyway, are you cooling off? You're not used to this like your daughter, granddaughter is. Did you read about Addie in the paper? Dave, you know what Addie was, yeah. Softball player of the year. No? Well, for the all areas, whatever that means, that's pretty good. And this coming fall, you'll be in your second year of high school, right? Yep, you had to think about that. Not only is she an excellent pitcher, but she's pretty good with a bat too. Right? Would you agree with me, Bennett? No, he doesn't quite agree. While in South Dakota, I got to play my trombone with a dance band called Mogan's Heroes. Some of you have heard of them? Mogan's Heroes. John Mogan. Oh, they did a gig in Silver Lake a couple of years ago on a farm place north of town. And we kind of renewed our friendship. His family and my family have known each other, well, for as long as we went to church camp out in Placerville in the Black Hills of South Dakota. But he went on to teach school music, and a couple of my kids had him as an instructor in Sioux Falls. And he's got a three-piece band. They play a lot of gigs around, and he invited me to sit in with them, so I did for a while, and it sure was fun. Which sort of took the sting away a little bit. Any of you ever been to reunions? Class reunions, all school reunions, reunions of this? And had someone come up to you and start talking to you like they've known you forever? And you act like, yeah, right. And that person starts to think maybe you don't recognize them. So usually it's a she who will say to me, "You know me, don't you?" And I'll give them the line, "Yeah, sure, of course, you know." And a couple minutes later, they'll say, "What? What's my name?" Boing, then you had me. So I, in a moment of panic, I said, "Sharon." It wasn't Sharon anymore. The last time Sharon asked me that question. So she shakes her head, "No." And then I got to give God credit for this, because something popped in my mind and I found myself saying, "Betty." And she goes, "Yeah." Well, here Betty and I had gone steady in high school. You guys know what that is, going steady? That's still a thing. You exchange class rings. We did that for 6 months. So, long enough, I wrote a little song about it called Elmer Fry, who is a fictional character based on my rival, who was... But anyway, I could go on and on about that, but I won't. What else? Maybe you got something to say. John, you're back there like you're in the teaching announcing session. Yes.
Yeah, two quick things. First one, I had a phone call this week with Denise, our financial secretary, and she gave me the heads up and reminded us that since we don't have church next Sunday and we didn't have church last Sunday, we had it Wednesday. She, and I didn't tell the council this, and I'm sure the council of the church would appreciate it if anybody has a little room in their budget to write a check to the church, because we're going to be short for this month, just because we're not having services. So if you can pray on that, find that in your heart, wallet, whatever, that'd be cool. Second one is our meeting. Thank you for coming to church, and we pray that you'll stay around after church.
Who's that?
For our meeting after church.
You said a name, though.
No. Did I?
Oh, you didn't say
a
name.
Oh, at first, Denise, our financial secretary.
That's Denise, I recognize that. But then I thought you said something about staying after with so-and-so. But
oh, okay. I'll be gone. I apologize if I did.
I'll be gone because it's not good for me to have Not that I have much to say anyway, but maybe some of you will feel more liable to talk if I'm not there.
We just want a nice, free, honest, heartfelt, kind discussion. And on a personal note, congratulations, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank you for leading us in that applause. You know, I remember when the Blue Jays won the state tournament, and they had a pitcher by the name of Tony that they got him from another town. And you led the chant going, Tony, Tony, Tony. I'll never forget that. And everybody started saying Tony. Anything else? Anyone else? Yes, you want to talk about where you were.
Yes. You know how I love horses? Well, I didn't know that the world champion Percheron show was at Minnesota State Paragons. And I learned it from a friend who told me, you got to get there. And I thought, well, and I called a friend from Winsted at 2. She picked me up at 3. We went to the fairgrounds. I've never seen anything like that. They had a 6-horse hitch class, and there were 192 horses in the 6-horse hitch in the ring at the same time. It was breathtaking, and you know how you see those horses come at you, and I was right on the rail. I could have reached out and touched them. What a thrill that was.
I guess.
And he didn't advertise it much. Yeah, it was exciting.
Good, you got to go.
And the world champion of the 29 entries was a group from Canada. And afterwards, when they made their victory pack, all the people that helped them jumped over the rail and got in the cart, and kids up on top, and they drove out. It was really exciting.
Yeah.
And those horses, 6 of them. Wow. I'm sorry more people didn't know about it. They didn't have that many people there. But I was fortunate. It was a God moment for me.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead with our service. Familiar thing from the Psalms. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Open yourselves this day to receive the word. We have committed ourselves to follow the light. We come now to be instructed by God's law. Minds are set on the flesh, are hostile to God. Therefore, open ourselves to the Spirit. We reach out for more than we can see or hear. We long to know love's embrace deep within. Now the Spirit of God has raised Jesus from the dead. The Spirit dwells in you and offers you new life. We praise God who saves us and gives us hope. God cares for the earth and for each one of us. And we pray together saying, All-powerful God, we celebrate the freedom you give us to make our own response to all the possibilities you lay out before us. We are grateful for the revelation you provide through the witness of many in the Scriptures. Through their words, help us to discern your word. Come to us in the middle of our diversity to bring understanding and mutual caring. Open us to a new appreciation of our birthright as your children. Beyond all our clamor for the things of this world, we long for the richness in spirit you alone can provide. Feed us here, we pray. Amen. And we sing, How Firm a Foundation. How firm a foundation saints of the Lord, is late for your faith in his excellent word. What more can we say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, or be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid, till strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials hath leaned for repose, my grace all sufficient shall be thy sling. Thy flame shall not hurt thee, and I own design thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. So Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That so throughout hell should be never to shake. I'll never forsake. We say we'll never forsake, but of course we do. And sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly. And that's why we confess that we're only and totally human. Let's pray this prayer together to say, all-knowing God, we know you understand us more deeply than we understand ourselves. You know how much the cares of this life weigh us down. Our thoughts and actions are often very short-sighted. We take so much for granted, failing to value the wonder of life all around us, the gift of family and friends, the amazing reality of your Spirit dwelling in us. We want to be like good soil, receiving the seed of your word, an understanding that nourishes roots of trust and joy. Free us from all that keeps us from bearing fruit for you. Amen. And know that as we, even before, we confess our shortcomings, our misdirection, things we've done we shouldn't have done, and maybe things we should have done but didn't, we come to God, and because we're God's children, we're pardoned and forgiven. Let's hear more about this, Peg.
A reading from Mark 7, verses 24 through 30. From there he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Thus ends our reading for today.
Thank you, Peg, for reading that. Sign-up sheets out there if you want to read too. I'm going to come down here this morning and get a little bit closer to you. You don't mind, do you? Get too close. Love doesn't stop at the border. I heard a prominent lecturer, theologian, college professor, pastor, I wish I could remember his name, say that once. It wasn't Walter Brueggemann, but it was somebody else. Maybe it'll come to me. Love doesn't stop at the border. A little background on two cities of Tyre and Sidon. Cities in Phoenicia, the heart of Syria, and which is located on the coastal plain of the Mediterranean Sea. Tyre was a great harbor at the time, and at least with the white people, or the Europeans, it was where they first started sailing by night, by the stars. Didn't know that before, but somehow they learned where the stars were and where north and south was and how to get there. And of course, it opened up new worlds to the old world, as we might say. Tyre and Sidon had their own kings, their own gods, their own money system. And here comes this Jew over the border to the people who were unclean. Weren't like them. They were unclean. But here he comes. It's been said for escape from the Holy Land, or at least a respite from how busy he had become, healing hundreds and feeding thousands, and he spoke with authority. And he drew large crowds of people. And some of those people stood on the edge and went, "We can't let this happen." He's telling us we have to change our worship. We got to do something with this guy. Here he is, wanting to get away from that. Just have a breather. Why did he cross the border? We don't know how much time had passed, but a woman came up to him who had heard about Jesus, for sure, that he healed, that he was kind and gentle, that he was compassion for others. And she says, "Will you heal my daughter?" Some kind of a mental illness. Sometimes they call them demons. Doesn't say for sure here. But Jesus hesitates. "Well, you know," he says to her, and then in another gospel he addresses this statement to his disciples who are with him, "I don't come for Gentiles, I come for my people, the Jews. That's why I'm here. Don't you know that? And it would be wrong to give and share my gifts with the Gentiles. Don't you know that?" You see, I think he's kind of teasing her, maybe, or playing along, wanting her to come forward. "Tell me more what you know." And so I don't see saying those things in a cruel way, in a scolding way. "Aren't you aware that we Jews aren't supposed to have anything to do with you Gentiles?" And that would be like giving to Now, Jesus, in this case, uses a different word for dog than the word we usually think of. The Greek word is kunaria, which means like little puppies. He's talking about the dogs, like little puppies, the lap dogs, the pets, who get the crumbs under the table. Because you see, the way they ate in those days was all with the hands. And they made kind of a mess. And the crumbs would either fall or they'd brush them off the table, and the dogs would come around and clean up the mess. And Jesus says, I'm for the ones that are around the table, not for the ones that can't make it to the table. But the woman says, well, don't you know that even the little puppies get to eat too? They get the crumbs. Jesus thinks it's a pretty wise thing to say. Not only that, but she's not upset with him, apparently. And he tells her about it. He says, that's a pretty smart thing that you said. Go your way. Your daughter is healed. Now, no magic tricks here. No personal appearances, spitting on the dirt, putting it on the eyes, or driving the demons into the ocean. Just go home. Your daughter's healed. I want to read this story again, if I may. Not in your version, not from the Gospel of Mark, which was the first gospel written, you know that, right? And in Matthew and Luke took a lot of their stuff from Mark. Matthew wrote for the Jews primarily, and Luke wrote for the Gentiles primarily. They had other things to say as well, of course, but they took a lot of it from Mark. Now listen to how Matthew describes this story, a little bit more dramatic perhaps. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Jesus left there, his hometown, and withdrew to the districts of Tyre and Sidon. And oh, I love this about Barclay, this is his version. He's always saying, and look you, which means pay attention, something to say here that's very important, listen up. And look, you, a Canaanite woman from these parts came and cried, have pity upon me, sir, son of David. My daughter is grievously afflicted by a demon. But Jesus answered her not a word. His disciples came and asked him, or actually demanded him, send her away, for she is shrieking behind us. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. He's making it clear to his disciples that this is okay, but don't tell anybody yet. So the woman came and knelt in entreaty before him on her knees, begging, Lord, she said, help me. And Jesus answered, it's not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the pet dogs. She said, that's true, Lord. But even the dogs eat the pieces which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was restored to health from that hour. But enough about Jesus for now. What about this woman? Little bit of a echo there, but maybe just turn it on just a tad, getting a little reverb. just a tad. She had three gifts: love, faith, and persistence. Love. This woman is able to cross the border too, seeing into Jesus's heart, to who he really is. And she shows her compassion. Jesus recognizes this right away. Your daughter's healed. They both had borders to cross. And you know, what is it? Not too long ago, we celebrated 250 years with the signing of the Declaration of Independence from England, from kings. And there was a lot made about love for the country. Oh, we sang patriotic songs, speeches, or parades, celebrations. My hometown and trip, they had a half-hour-long fireworks where I simply closed my eyes and just listened. And I thought of those same sounds and probably same sights that I saw in Vietnam. And although the closest they ever came to our camp was just an occasional round that came in from a mortar now and then, but especially all the children, even today it's going on, bombs being dropped. That's not the way to peace. My goodness, when are we going to learn that? Because not only do we love our country, but other countries love their country. And we're going to sing a song about that in a moment. But she had the love for a mother, of a mother, for her child, and touched Jesus' heart. And she had faith that he would do something about it. She trusted him. Notice she began by calling him these big titles, the son of David, this political hero, so to speak. But later on, then she began to see him and who he really was in all his divinity. Not just a son, but the Son of God. Jesus, Messiah, crossing the border to us. She had faith and trust as they crossed their borders together. And I like to think they maybe sang a song, but maybe not. Maybe something like, "This little light of mine." Ah, they didn't sing that yet. But just comes to my mind. And then lastly, she had persistence. Not giving up in prayer, right? We have a prayer team. They pray for people, mostly. And people, accidents, health issues. A lot of times they're healed, and sometimes they're not. But we don't give up, do we? And you know, there's many ways to pray. Many words you can use, but probably what's more important than words are actions. How do we pray with our hands? How do we pray with our feet? How can we cross that border into people's hearts? By showing acts, A-C-T-S, of friendship. Being nice to others. Recognizing that we have songs. And not only do they. Let's confess together. Oops. Our statement of faith in this Sunday, since we missed last, no, it's the second Sunday, isn't it? But we had communion on Wednesday, which was our first Sunday. The 1959 version is on the inside cover of your hymnal. Came off my belt here. Here we go. We believe in God, the eternal spirit, God of our Father, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, sets before his ways of life and death, seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be his servants in the service of men, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him. Amen. This song, Finlandia, is amazing melody song. It's been used for at least four other texts or words or other hymns. But let's sing this version now. And you find it as an insert, A Song of Peace. We'll sing three stanzas, then we'll continue to pray. And then we'll sing the fourth stanza. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar. Far and mine, this is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too and clover, and skies are every blue and blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine. This is my prayer, O Lord of all earth's kingdoms. Thy kingdom come, on earth thy will be done. Let Christ be lifted up and chase the serpent. And hearts unite and learn to live as one. Oh, hear my prayer, thou God of all the nations. Myself I give thee, let thy will be done. As we do pray, God, every week, I think, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Must we wait until we all ascend to you to realize that you have descended to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who, yes, the gift of compassion, of love and trust and persistence that the woman had and many of our women have now, and even men too, boys and girls, creatures, critters, all earth somehow is yours. We belong to you. May we take care of what you've given. May we use our gifts to not only be comfortable at home, but cross to the next yard, so to speak, be good neighbors, to cross the ocean, to be good neighbors, to help out. We pray for summer. God, I thank you for nurses. Doctors and hospital and nursing home people and all the caregivers in homes. We remember Dan had surgery to remove tumors. Gwen is in an automobile accident. She's recovering, we hope. Be with Olive and Tom and all of them. Pete, Elaine's brother. May he recover from his broken back. And for next week's get-together with the clergy cluster, a picnic, and we hear a speaker who probably none of us have heard who comes to us. And we'll sing, and we pray, and we eat, and we fellowship. We pray together, of course, the prayer every week that you taught us to say. As we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Fourth stanza, this is my song. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for all in every place. And yet I pray for my beloved country, the reassurance of continued grace. Lord, help us find our oneness in the Savior. in spite of all of age and race. Amen. So be it. Let's stand as we sing. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We pray together, saying, accept our offering of praise and our offering of ourselves, O God, along with our tithes and contributions toward our church's mission. You have given us life and guidance for living. You have made us partakers of your Holy Spirit. We rejoice in the opportunity to receive and share your word. May the ministry in which all of us have a share bear much fruit, bringing in an abundant harvest for your realm. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. You may be seated. This has five stanzas, and we're going to try to sing them all, aren't we, Diane? And remember, it's not standing on the premises or seating on the premises, but standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises sing. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the thorns of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the standing on the prop, I now can see perfect presence cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ alone. Sworn to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God. Just a few pages later. Blessed be the tie that binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred hearts is like to that above. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. Amen.